And I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Getting some more of his blackout coffee. There he is. He's back at the board. Drinking too much of that blackout coffee. Can't drink too much. So we're going to go back to, let me do this for you. We're covering Donald Trump's speech yesterday in Conroe, Texas, just a small town north of Houston. And there are more people in this crowd than way more than live in Conroe, way four times as many. And I wanted just to give you that feeling of completion. I'm going to cut. We'll go back into the body of the speech itself, but I'm going to cut right to the end because it's going to bring back a lot of memories for you. The president ends this speech with that incredible, powerful ending that you have gotten used to. And remember, I've always touted this ending, especially one part of it. You know what I'm referring to here. He always ends, and see, now we're in the 2024 election cycle here now. No, this isn't 2016 or 2015 anymore, or 2020. He's saying those same words that I told you he meant it. I told you it was no accident that the first thing he says when he goes into his great close, we are one. And you all, there's a word coming to your mind. All of you who are listeners to this show, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. We are one. What's the next word? Movement. He always uses that first. Now listen up. I'm listening it. Actually, this is only the second time I've listened to it, so I'm confident that's what he's going to say. I'm not 100%. He's never said it any other way. Let's listen. Let's see if he does it one more time. And it's a very significant thing. I've told you his greatest achievement, greater than being elected to president. Twice already. He was elected in 2016, elected again in 2020, cheated of the election. He'll be elected for a third time in 2024. Let's see what he says this time.
We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. My fellow Americans, this incredible journey we are on together has only just begun. And it is time to start talking about greatness for our country again. We want to talk about greatness. We don't want to talk about the things we've been talking about. What have we been talking about? COVID, the environment, The sea is going to rise 1/100th of an inch within the next 300 years. We want to talk about greatness for our country because we are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. We will make America united again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Texas. Thank you.
Oh, now listen to this, the ending music. This is the actual music. He's walking off to this. Who's coming? Sam Moore, 1967. Saxophone. Trumpets. He's coming. This is his actual music now. Everybody's loving it. The crowd is still going wild. Nobody's going anywhere. He's coming. The communists know it. Look at here. Yeah. Oh, I love that song. I hope he keeps using it for his walk-off song. But now let's go back into the speech. I just wanted to give you that feeling of completion, take you all the way to the end. And let's go back into the middle here. Let's go here to the last big thing he just said was, they torture your children. They torture your children. I mean, you need stronger language than that to tell you he gets it on the scamdemic, the plandemic. They torture your children. He gets it. And remember, he's reading the people we read. He's listening and watching to the people we listen to and watch. He's with us, folks. He's with us. He is our leader. Let's go back to that point in his speech. Let me carry it forward a little bit. Let's see here. This is my amateur engineering. Okay, I'll just jump in right about here. Let's see what we get. Okay, here he is.
And then we're going to kick the Biden crime family out of the White House in 2024.
Oh, do you love that?
A really great new book by Peter Schweitzer, which is a terrific book, actually. A sad book, very sad because of what it says and represents. Just reported that the Biden family has collected over $31 million from entities linked to the Chinese Communist Party, $31 million. That's in addition to the $83,000 a month from the Ukrainian energy company, which a lot of people said was very corrupt. The millions from the mayor of Moscow's wife, millions, $3.5 million. What was that for? I really don't know. Remember the laptop from hell when they found it? What did they say? The Russians did it. Oh, the Russians did it. Remember that? That turned out to be, like everything else, totally false. Can you imagine when he realized that his laptop from hell was missing and that they found it? But the fake news didn't even want a great book on that was done.
Now, The great book he's mentioning is Miranda Devine. Great book was done on that. Now, he's read these things. I mean, like, we all pride ourselves on being, you know, ultra patriots. But I haven't read Red Handed yet. I haven't read Laptop from Hell yet. I just, in fact, ordered them. And why did I order them? Because Donald Trump just mentioned them. I just ordered both of those books, and I will, like him, read them. And I do watch Victor Davis Hanson, but I haven't ordered a Victor Davis Hanson book yet. I should. Again, the president inspiring me on that. Listen up. Listen to what he says about One American News coming up. You're going to love it.
Fake news didn't even want to talk about it. And all the rest of the Biden's graph that was censored by the media and the big tech giants during the campaign. And the reason they did that is because they knew that it represented maybe 15 points and maybe more of downfall. In other words, even with all of their cheating, all of the horrible things they did during the election, even with that, they would lose the election. It represented a 15-point fall. So the media got together, and outside of the New York Post, which I give a lot of credit for, they refused.
Now, do you remember this, folks? They count on you forgetting. They count on this. Donald Trump is our memory. He's bringing it back. Remember, Donald Trump was banned from Twitter. Do you remember the Hunter Biden laptop from hell was deleted from newspapers, deleted from media? They would not cover it. No mention of the laptop from hell. But Donald Trump is going to rub their faces in it once again. Now listen, their plan, the communist plan, is the one that George Orwell sketched out in 1984, which is the memory hole. Yes, you in the audience, you are to be sent into the memory hole. Zip, and you're gone. All the facts, all the data, your life, the patriot cause, erased. That's their only chance. Donald Trump isn't going to let them do it, and we aren't going to let them do it. Listen to what he says about one of our patriot groups, the One American News, what he has to say about that, Donald Trump. Is he going to let them put that in the memory hole? Donald Trump, he's a counterpuncher. Watch him come back with a left-right combo.
To talk about it. The radical Democrats spent years investigating fake scandals, the Mueller hoax, impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, the unselect committee on January 6th. How about that committee? And the outrageous civil and criminal harassment in New York and Atlanta of a person known as Donald Trump. Have you ever heard of him? And Biden has the real scandals, and rest assured, when Republicans retake Congress, the Biden corruption will be investigated and exposed by Congress.
Bingo.
But we no longer have a free and fair press. If we did, all of this would end. It wouldn't be there. It's actually just the opposite. As an example, One American News, do we like it? It's a very popular carrier of our voice, your voice, my voice, everybody's voices. And unexpectedly, last week, they announced that they're going to be shutting down. This is AT&T shutting down One American News. So what's happening is DirecTV, which is owned by Time Warner, is just, I mean, think of it, CNN, how bad, by the way, tell me, how bad and how fake is CNN? So One American News, which is wonderful, they're going to shut it down. And if they shut down OAN, you should boycott AT&T and DirecTV.
Bingo.
If they shut it down, people love it. People love it. And it's got a big audience. It's purely political. And if you look at the chairman of the board and if you look at the other people, You'll understand what's going on. And while you're at it, boycott Comcast and Xfinity while you're at it. I call it con, C-O-N, Comcast, because it's a con job. Because they're no good. They're just no good. And they're so bad for our country. The millions of dollars the Bidens took from China also explains why Zhou has refused to hold the Communist Party accountable for unleashing the virus on us and the rest of the world.
Now, bingo. Again, I mean, the president moves through things you've never heard from any other politician. The Biden crime family. How many people refer to the Biden crime family? I mean, even Tucker Carlson, like, do they get any greater than Tucker Carlson? I don't think so. I don't think even he can say the Biden crime family. Maybe he has used that phrase. Donald Trump, he just nails it. The power, the punch, the left, right, uppercut combos that Donald Trump puts on the left. They've never been stung like this before. He lays them out, they go flying through the ropes. Nobody's ever done this to them before. All right, let me go back here.
Biden's letting China be rewarded even while he's punishing our own citizens with brutal mandates and attacks on our freedoms. And by the way, we have a couple of people here that are very brave. The Herrings, Mr. Herring, I heard he was here. I just heard that. Robert Herring, Charles Herring, where are you? Charles Herring. They are the ones, and they're American patriots. They own, where are you? I want to thank you on behalf of, I'd say, 97% of the people here. They own OAN, One America News, and they've done such a job at great personal expense. I want to thank you, Charles and Robert. Thank you very much. Great personal expense. And you've done a fantastic job. And let's see what happens. Remember, Direct TV, boycott it if they terminate this incredible group of people, because they really get the word out and they get the truth out, and you can't be terminated. They have enough problems with this country without terminating the truth. It's time for the American people to declare independence from every last COVID mandate.
Bingo.
We have to tell this.
Okay, it's time for America to declare independence from every last COVID mandate. Doesn't get any stronger than that. And notice Charles and Robert Herring, the owners of One America News, they're there. They're right there in the audience. They didn't just happen to be there. They came, obviously a phone call was exchanged with Donald Trump. And notice what Donald Trump, notice the power pack punch that he delivered right there, the Rocky Marciano shot to the chin that Donald Trump just delivered to the punks at AT&T, and the punks at DirecTV, and the punks at Comcast. Now watch, when Donald Trump mobilizes 100 million Americans to tell AT&T, DirecTV, and Comcast to go straight to hell, and you can cancel my account and suck on this. Watch the power that Donald Trump has. He has a lot more power than AT&T or DirecTV or Comcast. And Donald Trump, he's got, when people, Donald Trump is loyal to patriots. Charles and Robert Herring, they put up their money. They put their necks out to create One America News. Donald Trump's not going to let the enemy take them down. And by the way, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Truth Social is around the corner. Truth Social, Donald Trump's huge media enterprise. It's about to debut. If you want to get involved, truthsocial.com. We'll be right back.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would.
Still would. Hey, we're back, folks. Boy, I hope you heard that pitch from Mike Ribeiro just a moment ago. The great, one of the all-time greats of Patriot Radio, Mike Ribeiro. Wow. For his pitch for helping to keep the Republic Broadcasting Network growing, keep it alive. You want to be involved with that. I also mentioned another great network that's about to appear after you write out your check to Republic Broadcasting or your PayPal payment. Donald Trump is launching truthsocial.com. Now, when you go there to truthsocial.com, you'll just find a single web page where you can register your email address and so on. You're just basically getting on the mailing list. But Devin Nunes, you remember him as one of the great patriot congressmen from California, of all places, which used to be a great patriot state. I remember it well. Devin Nunes has been hired by Donald Trump to head up truthsocial.com. which guarantees that it's going to be just a sizzling patriot website that is that does not censor, that is not going to. I mean, I believe the way it's structured, this is what we've needed. We've needed a place where anybody can say what they want to say. Free speech. That's what Donald Trump stands for. That's what the left doesn't believe in, free speech. These pukes at our universities don't believe in free speech. They're all a bunch of BSers. They don't believe in free speech. They hate free speech. They are all about censorship. 1984 is their manual. Donald Trump stands for free speech, and we do. So truthsocial.com, this is going to break like a tidal wave. I think that the long time it's taken to roll this out probably is a reflection of probably a great deal of investment, a lot of money, I hope, and a lot of planning in making something that will just give us video, media, servers, social media, discussion boards, everything we want, live coverage of events. That's what we need. Truthsocial.com. On a scale, here's the thing, Donald Trump is big. He doesn't do anything small. So truthsocial.com is going to be, as our leader says, huge. It's going to be huge. So get involved with that. Now let's go back to the orange man himself.
Band of hypocrites, tyrants, and racists that we're done with having them control our lives, mess with our children, and close our businesses. We're moving on from COVID. Whether they like it or not, we're moving on.
Bingo.
We did a great job. Operation Warp Speed has been praised by everybody, but it's now time to move on. Remember, there are far more of us than there are of them. That's true. The Canadian truckers, you've been reading about it, who are resisting bravely these lawless mandates and doing more to defend American freedom than our own leaders by far. And we want those great Canadian truckers to know that we are with them all the way. They are. They've really shown something. It's time
Beautiful.
To move on.
Beautiful.
Time to move on. Next year, a Republican Congress should pass a bill rehiring every single member of the military who was cruelly and wrongfully terminated by Joe Biden and his ridiculous COVID mandate, and force the Pentagon to give these patriots an apology and full back pay.
Bingo!
We're thrilled to be joined tonight by many great Republican leaders. And I want to introduce some of them. The place is loaded. We are loaded. 85,000 people. They want to be here. They're politicians, right? And who can blame them? But they're great people. And a man that I endorsed a long time ago.
So I'm going to skip the endorsements. And this is all very important stuff. But I want to get you to the end of our president's great speech. We've got a half an hour left. So we will skip through to the end of it. I'm going to skip through 10 minutes. I'm going to go forward. He's at 32 minutes into the speech. I'm going to go to 42 minutes. So you're going to miss 10 minutes of gems. Let's see what we have here.
So I guess Tiger is probably at play also. Everything's at play. If you let these people get away with it, they'll destroy your whole country. Okay. It's crazy. I also want to say a word about the atrocities this week in the Houston area, where three brave police officers were brutally shot in the line of duty on Thursday. A Harris County officer was murdered by an illegal alien in a traffic stop on Sunday. Illegal alien, where did he come from? And another officer was also horribly killed. And I just want to pay my respects. The Houston police and law enforcement has treated us with such incredible dignity and respect. And they're incredible people, and I want to thank them. And if they want to stand up, but the Houston police have been incredible. Everybody in Texas is incredible, but our heart breaks for those courageous officers that we've just lost. We send our prayers. We send our everlasting love to their families. We ask God to help our wounded heroes make a swift and full recovery. Together, we will always back our great men and women in blue, won't we, huh? Always.
Now, I'm going to skip forward another 10 minutes with your forgiveness. Let me go. That's a long way to move forward here. I'm going to go forward to 54 minutes into the speech. And how many, several dozen gems are skipped. You have to watch the whole speech yourself. By the way, I need to find out what his next appearance is. I'll look that up while we're listening.
Brett, who heads Through the Vote, which has uncovered massive illegal ballot harvesting and other forms of ballot fraud, a scheme with 2,000, they call them ballot mules. These are people. They call them mules, people. And they walk in early in the morning with thousands and thousands of ballots, and they stuff the ballot boxes in Georgia and other states. And I just want to thank, where is Catherine? Is she around? What a job she's done. Thank you. Thank you, Catherine. And they have it on tape. Now, all they have to do is release the tape. They don't want to release the tape. They don't want to release the tape, but it's on tape. And it's on tape in more than just one state. And they're looking at it now very strongly. They don't want it to get out. They don't like it because it would show that the election was a fraud. They don't like it. Let's see what happens. Ever since word got out, they have been flooded with tips. And if you have any information about ballot harvesting in your state, call Catherine Engelbrecht or go to True the Vote. It's called truethevote.org. And I'm sure a lot of people in this audience saw plenty. The radical Democrats are corrupt beyond belief. They are viciously and unconstitutionally using the federal, local, and state governments to prosecute and silence politicians like me, although I never considered myself to be a politician, but that's what they're doing. As an example, for years they've been going after my company, many years, using every trick in the book in an attempt to literally, if they can, put me in jail. They want to put me in jail.
I love it.
This has been going on since I came down the escalator with our great future First Lady, who everybody loved. In Trump Tower 6 years ago, the Supreme Court and others are absolutely missing in action for this stuff. It's going on all over the country. As an example, local prosecutors in New York and other locations who horribly campaigned for office on, we're going to get Trump. This is how they campaign. We're going to get Trump. They know nothing about me. We're going to get him. Then got elected and are working overtime to fulfill their campaign promises. They've subpoenaed more than 9 million pages, big company, of documents. And virtually every deal I've ever done, hoping to find a mistake, an error, misspelled words, a comma out of place, or anything else that they can find that might be just a little bit wrong. We relied on major law firms, accounting firms, and other professionals to do this work. And to the best of my knowledge, they did it very, very well. As an example, the Attorney General of New York has hundreds of venomous quotes about me during her campaign. The district attorney of Manhattan, where crime, death, and killings are rampant like never before, has happily stated that I have sued Trump more than any other person alive over 100 times. And then he gets elected to take over the former attorney general's job. And he's been after my family for years, but unable to find anything. They haven't been able to find anything other than a fringe benefits case. And accountants will tell you, fringe benefit cases are not criminal cases. There's never been, that they know of, a fringe benefits case. There's never been a witch hunt or a fishing expedition like this. There's never been anything like it. And despite all of this, look at the job we did. This has been going on for years. And this is murderers and drug dealers roam the sidewalks of New York. They have a big portion of their staff working on Donald Trump. How do we get this guy? This has been going on as long as you've known me.
6 years.
It will continue as long as I'm leading in the polls like I am, both against all Republicans and all Democrats, and we're leading by a lot. By the way, if I ever wave sayonara, Texas, I'm going to go take it easy. Everything would stop. I'd have a very wonderful life. But we don't want to do that because we have to save a country. Our country is dying. Our country is dying.
Right.
But that's really what they want. It really is prosecutorial misconduct at the highest level. These prosecutors are vicious, horrible people. They're racists and they're very sick. They're mentally sick. They're going after me without any protection of my rights by the Supreme Court or most other court.
Bingo. Bingo. Did you hear what he just said? He's calling the wimps on the Supreme Court the cowards that they are. They're not protecting a citizen of the United States, Donald Trump. They're not protecting his God-given and constitutionally guaranteed rights. Come on. Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, Barrett, come on. Grow a pair. This is your jurisdiction. You have someone who's being persecuted, who's being hounded, and you won't recognize his constitutional rights. This has got to change. What cowards hiding behind their robes? Chickens. Beautiful, beautiful stuff.
In reality, they're not after me, they're after you. And I just happen to be the person that's in the way. That's what they're after. It's been going on for years. And you want to hear one just to get off this subject, but you want to hear one? I just said, I got to put this down because it's so crazy. So just listen to this to top it all off about how crooked the DA's office in New York is. They couldn't get anything on me after years. So Hillary Clinton's law firm, Paul Weiss, Rifkin, Wharton & Garrison, a big and powerfully connected Democrat firm in New York, run by, listen to this one, Chuck Schumer's brother, sent one of their biggest partners, Mark Pomerantz, partner of the firm, who took a leave of absence from the law firm, and two of their best younger lawyers to the district attorney's office to work there full-time for free. How the hell do you like that? I got Hillary Clinton's law firm trying to prosecute me. This is the most corrupt system. So I've got the firm.
Lock her up. He's smiling. Huge crowd.
You know what? All these attorney generals, maybe you guys can get involved a little bit because they're making you all look bad. So think of it. So I've got the firm of Chuck Schumer's radical left brother, all these never-Trumpers working full-time in the prosecutor's office to get Trump because they couldn't do it before because they had nothing after all these years. Can you believe it? How do you like my life? You think I have a good time? Actually, I guess there's something going on because I do have a good time because you know what? We've done a great job for America. We've done a great job for this country. But this and other equally bad examples of what I've been putting up with for years, and despite that, we accomplished more in this presidency than virtually any other president in the history of our country.
Absolutely.
If these radical, vicious, racist prosecutors do anything wrong or illegal, I hope we are going to have in this country the biggest protest we have ever had in Washington, D.C., in New York, in Atlanta, and elsewhere, because our country and our elections are corrupt.
Now, let's sink in what he just said. There's a lot in what our president just said. Try to remember the words you just heard, that last paragraph. He said, if these corrupt prosecutors do anything wrong, what does he mean by that? Their game plan is to take out Donald Trump by any possible means. Do something wrong. That's what he's referring to. And to use every kick in the balls, thumb in the eye, dirty trick, any form of illegality to make it, to take Donald Trump out of the 2024 election, which he's going to win, unless they can take him out. So he just said, if they do anything wrong, he said, what do I want to see? What do I hope happens if they do something wrong? The biggest protest in American history, something that would make the Canadian truckers protest going on right now, the biggest in Canadian history. He says, we will have the biggest American protest everywhere, all across America, every city, every town, every village, on every street. We will be out protesting loudly, millions of us, because that's what they're going to try to do, folks. They're going to try to make it impossible for you to vote for Donald Trump. They're going to try to get rid of him. He just mentioned they want to actually put me in jail. And notice this is how these people work. They don't need any real crime. They don't need any truth. They don't need any facts. The whole damn system stinks. The whole damn system is totally corrupt, rotten, filthy. The entire top of the legal system, of the judicial system, is corrupt. So they don't need any facts. They will kangaroo court Donald Trump. They will make stuff up. They will lie. They will get false witnesses. They will stage false flags. The FBI is working, I guarantee it, is working overtime right now, figuring out their next false flags. And there's only one purpose to those. Take out Donald Trump. So here's what Donald Trump is saying. You might as well say, not if that happens, when it happens. Millions of us in the streets, peaceably assembling, but loudly protesting. We must make them pee in their boots with fear of the wrath of a righteous people who've been awakened by their crimes.
They're corrupt. I'm trying to save the USA, which is in the worst condition and position that I believe it has ever been in. I don't think there's ever been a time where we were so disrespected and laughed at by the world. Our leaders are a joke who have no idea what they're doing. And things are happening now on a military basis around the world that would never have even been thinkable had the election not been rigged. And you end up with a different president. And right now you have a president of the United States who is grossly incompetent.
Too kind.
We would have had a deal with Iran. They were begging for it. We would have had a deal with Iran. The sanctions were killing them. They would have had a deal within 1 week after the election. We would have had a deal with Iran. Now they're being tough with the United States. Putin would never have moved troops to Ukraine. China would never have even thought about taking over Taiwan. I mean, Taiwan, that wasn't even going to be discussed with myself and President Xi. And watch what happens after the Olympics. I'm a good predictor. Watch what happens right after the Olympics with Taiwan.
Yeah, I cut him off. Watch what happens right after the Olympics with Taiwan. I cut off that word Taiwan. The president just said something else. Listen carefully. It goes by so quickly. He is so, his speed, the velocity of the ideas he presents is so great. Watch what happens after the Olympics with Taiwan. What's he predicting there? The communist SOBs are going to try to take Taiwan. And that, folks, if that happens, Taiwan is, I've forgotten the population, is it about 30 million people, 29 million people? It's no small potatoes, bigger than Texas. Taiwan, a sovereign nation, a people who have not, if you've heard that Taiwan was part of China, hey, try again. Taiwan is not, never has been, part of China. The Taiwanese people are not Chinese. There are lots of Chinese who were driven out of China by the communist rats in 1948 and thereabouts in the communist revolution that subjugated the Chinese people. So there are Chinese nationalists who fled to the safety of Taiwan. But if the Chinese, what we're looking at there is the possibility of nuclear war. The Taiwanese are not going to just fold their, they're going to fight. And we're going to see real combat. We're going to see tens of thousands of dead people. We're going to see U.S. aircraft carriers in the vicinity, U.S. nuclear submarines in the vicinity. How do we, Joe Biden, of course, the Chinese have him by the short hairs. $1 billion, $1.5 billion to Hunter. That was the short hairs that they grabbed on the corrupt Biden crime family. But the president is saying, watch out. The Chinese are going to make Ukraine look like patty cake when she goes after Taiwan. I mean, we're talking about something that may screw the whole world up. Things that would never have happened but for the theft of the 2020 election.
Taiwan and China. The Afghanistan surrender was perhaps the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. We took the military out first, left hostages, caused death and injury to many people. During the 18 months before the surrender, not one American soldier was killed under my watch, not one. 18 months. And I talked with Abdul. I said, don't do it, Abdul. Don't do it. Don't do it. You're not going to be happy if you do it. Not one soldier. I talked to him. Abdul, he's currently the leader, too. He made a good deal. He got himself $85 billion worth of equipment. They had a parade 2 months ago down some street in Afghanistan. They were parading off all of our beautiful new equipment. Can you imagine that? 70,000 trucks, 700,000 machine guns and guns and rifles, 700,000. They're now a major arms dealer. They're selling all of our stuff. They'll keep enough for themselves, but they need 1/20th of what they have. Night goggles, that's better than what we have. They have the newest model, not even taken out of the boxes. Brand new planes, brand new helicopters, the best helicopters in the world, giving them to China so that China can take them apart and build them in their own fashion. Giving them to Russia so they can take apart and re-engineer. I was withdrawing also. We should have withdrawn after 21 years, but we would have withdrawn with dignity and with strength. Now, we wouldn't have been embarrassed. We would have been the opposite. We would have kept Bagram, the big air base that we spent billions and billions of dollars building 25 years ago.
Get what the president tells us about Bagram Air Base, which we would have kept with Trump. Get this about the runway at Bagram. What's the thickest bed of concrete you've ever heard of? 8 feet thick runway. And Joe Biden gave that away.
Not because of Afghanistan, but because it's located 1 hour away from the Chinese nuclear weapons plant. And now China will occupy this base which cost us so much money. We ran without even turning off the lights. We left, can you imagine? We left Bagram, the biggest Air Force base in the world, longest and most powerful runways, 8 feet thick of concrete and steel. We left that to the Chinese to take over right next to China. 1 hour. Think of that. 1 hour away from where they make their nuclear weapon. Wouldn't it have been nice for us to have kept that? $25 billion worth. Men started
crying. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned. Fast,
and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks. And we're drawing to the close of our show here on January 29th, 2022. I'm James Kelso. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. And I'll tell you, I just kind of want to gather my thoughts here as we close the show and close out Donald Trump's great speech yesterday in Conroe, Texas. You lucky folks out there who got to go to that event, some 85,000 of you, who knows how many, you lucky people. I don't see the next event scheduled. I'm going to DonaldJTrump.com. This is where you look for Trump events and also for his statements until he gets Truth Social up. This is the place to go where you can read his statements, but I don't see anything scheduled. So we'll meet up again next week, of course, here in the Trump Clubhouse. It doesn't look as if there will be an event like the Conroe event between now and then, but if there is, I'll find it and I'll bring it to you. And anything else he does, like that quip on the golf course this week where somebody said, saluted him as our 45th president. He looks up from before he tees off with a rifle shot down the fairway, and 47th. Vintage Donald Trump. Let's listen here to a few more seconds, and I may, you know, amateur production hour here, I may mistime this, but let's listen to a few more seconds of Donald Trump. I didn't give you enough warning to call in. This would be the time that maybe we could take some calls or something, but I think you'd rather hear Donald Trump, certainly, than me. Here he is, towards just with a few minutes to go, yesterday.
Country, honor our history, and to always respect our great American flag. Our MAGA movement is by far the greatest political movement in the history of our country. And I say it all the time, and the fake news, they never even question it, because it is, there's never been anything like it. And you know what it really stands for? Loving our country. That's all it is. Together we are standing up against some of the most sinister forces, entrenched interests, and vicious opponents our people have ever seen. Could say our country has never seen anything like it. But no matter how big or powerful these corrupt radicals may be, you must never forget our nation does not belong to them. Our nation belongs to you.
Hear, hear.
Well, to you.
Hear, hear.
This is your home, this is your heritage, and our American liberty is your God-given right. From Houston to Austin, from Dallas to El Paso, from the Red River to the Rio Grande, the people of Texas live and breathe the fierce spirit of independence, and the Lone Star State has always embraced the cause of American freedom like no one else or like no place else.
The home of RBS.
This is the state where William Travis, James Bowie, and Davy Crockett made their last stand at the Alamo. I love the Alamo. This is the state where a small band of patriots from the Battle of Gonzales.
Well, that'll be it. That'll be it. The last thought there, Davy Crockett. All you Davy Crocketts out there, we'll see you next week here at the Alamo. Next week, be there.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.